Well, God bless you, Frank, and God is really good. I'm down in Swanage now, and we are the 24th of June. It's Wednesday, and tomorrow's International Student Fellowship. But today is absolutely beautiful weather. I mean, this morning when we woke up, I woke up at 6. Around about 7 o'clock, we were already like 25, 26 Celsius. And the last time I looked, we were 33 Celsius. And then we've driven down here to Swanage. And I still think it's the same temperature. I thought it would be a little bit cooler on the seafront, but it doesn't seem to be so. But that's good. Anyway, Kim's on the beach, and she has Maya and Vinny, our grandchildren, with her. And obviously, I've been there. And so I've come here to a nice park area where I'm just sat down under a tree. So it's nice and shaded. There's lots of people around to the left of me, in front of me, and to the side of me. But they're not near me. So, I mean, they might hear me. I don't know. I don't think they can, but they might do. But anyway, if they do, that'd be great, wouldn't it? I'll be sharing with them as well. But, yeah, God is good. And, you know, he keeps his desires in our heart. Like, you know, so the desire for me to see God's word move throughout all of the UK and the whole of Europe is as strong as it's ever been, if not even stronger, from the first time that I knew I could desire for these things, you know. And God was just showing me about desire. I'd done a share and I put out on the website about the power of prayer with desire. Like when we have a desire and we pray, it's really powerful. It's very powerful, you know, because desire is a powerful inward longing for something that has not yet come to reality, right? So we're going to move the word of God in all the UK, whole of Europe and USA and wherever God opens the doors. So it's more than just a casual wish. This is more than like, oh, I wish we could do that. This is a true in-depth desire within the heart, a conviction, you know, and it's an expectation that will move me into action. And my action is to go to God. Okay, Father, you know, you want all man to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, and so do I. So you send to me that one key laborer to my airport. You're the control tower, and I'm the airport. So you send to me that one key laborer that's equal to a billion, and also send me the plane loads of ready-to-go laborers from the north to the south to the east to the west to my airport, to Tours International Airport. You send them to me. And, you know, so godly desire is connected with our faith and with our prayer, like seeking God and receiving his promises. So, you know, we know all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. And the way we receive it is through that prayer and desire for it to happen. So, you know, I was just looking at the heart of desire, and, you know, desire is a strong longing of the heart. You know, we really want this. I really want the laborers. I really want to see the word move throughout all of the UK, all of Europe, all of USA. You know, and it's an earnest expectation. You know, God wants us to have that expectation on him. And, you know, having a desire, it gives you passion to, and it motivates you to move, you know. It's the fuel to keep our faith moving forward. It's the fuel that keeps us on fire for God, you know. So without desire, people become passive. So with desire, people pursue and they seek and they believe and they persevere. You know, a lot of people give up. You know, they abundantly share, and because they're not seeing anything come through, they don't think it works. Or they're praying for laborers, they haven't seen the labor come, they don't think it works. And then all of a sudden they give up. And God put in my heart the other week, which I put on the website, about cast not away your confidence, because it has great recompense or compensation of reward. You know, even though we are waiting to see the manifestation of what we desire, which we will see, you know, the time of waiting, when it comes, when the manifestation of that happens, it'd be like we haven't been waiting long at all. You know, it's like waiting for a bus for an hour. You jump on the bus and then you think to yourself, oh, where did that hour actually go? We didn't really wait that long. It didn't seem like you did wait that long in the end, even though you waited an hour. So, like, really, we don't want to give up on our desires. Doesn't matter how many years. I think of Abraham, what, 20, was it 25 years until he manifested his promise? 25 years. you know, and you think 2003, to, yeah, 2003, 2006, that's 23 years to see the promise start to come in fruition. And Abraham didn't see everything physically, like he didn't see what's happening now, but he saw it in his heart and he saw it in his mind and it become manifest. You know, but I believe we're going to see what the desire is in our heart. We're going to see it manifest. And so even, you know, Jesus connected desire with receiving, like he said in Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you what desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. Believe you already got it, and you shall have them. So the order, really, that we see even from Scripture is we desire, we pray, we believe, and then we receive, we manifest what we're desiring for. And God will do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to his power that's working in us, energizing us. So desire comes first. So we've got to keep, remember to keep that desire hot. In fact, you won't even have to remember it because it'd be so strong in you that, like, if you had a, say there's a first love or a woman that you really loved, you know, you desired her, so to say, you know, you're not going to forget her pretty quick, are you? You know what I mean? You're going to be thinking about her. You're going to be calling her, texting her, sending her letters or whatever, or, you know, bugging her to get her attention. So it's like we go to God to get his attention. Father, you need to give me labor, one key laborer that's equal to a billion. You need to, it's a need for me to have that laborer to do your work, because I can't do your work in my strength or in my ability. But Father, it's your ability in me, and I'm coming to you, and I recognize you as the source of all my supply, and that means the laborers. So before faith can lay hold on something, there must be a genuine desire in the heart. So like desire produces persistence. Remember, I've been, in the past, I've talked about being persistent with something. So a strong desire refuses to quit when the circumstances seem contrary. You know, we're not being weary in well-doing, like it says in Galatians, like, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So when desire is strong, persistent follows, and people continue because they see something greater than their present situation. So for me, I see something greater than my present situation. It doesn't seem like I'm really doing a lot, but I'm actually doing quite a lot, really. You know, I'm working with people. I'm doing the one-on-ones like with you now. I'm encouraging people. I'm praying for laborers. I do the website. I edit the audios. I, you know, organize the website, keep that up together and running, maintaining it, because there's always updates and stuff in the program of my website anyway as well. Plus there's lots of stuff to edit and to put out and to listen to, which I haven't got through everything yet. So, you know, but our desire is like, it's not a manufactured desire. It's directed by God. Like, not every desire is beneficial, right? Like I mentioned about the women, that's not really a beneficial one unless you're looking for a wife, right? So the believer's aim is to align their desire with God's will and purpose. And I always come back to that Psalms 37:4, where it says, delight thyself in the Lord, or delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You know, so we delight in God. And it's as we delight in God, he shapes our desires so that we can move in the right direction and that we want what he wants. If we begin to reflect God's desire in our heart and our desires. And, you know, and that's what we do. We delight to put God first. We delight to seek his will. We delight to see great increase. Like, my desire is that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So now my desire matches God's. And nothing's going to stop me from praying for that, confessing that, seeing it in my heart and mind, moving in that direction, you know. And the desire in us creates vision. And that's what God gives us. The heavenly words gives us vision. It gives us direction. It gives us desire and it gives us vision. So every great achievement begins as a desire, like before it becomes a reality. Now, Abraham desired a son. Joseph desired God's purpose for his life. Nehemiah desired to rebuild Jerusalem. Paul desired to finish his course with joy. So desire enables us to see beyond our current circumstances and into God's possibilities, right? So the power of desire, that is rooted with God's truth. The heavenly words, the heavenly direction is energized by faith from those heavenly words, right? And it's sustained by our patience, our faithful continuance. No, praying for the laborers, staying connected, speaking in tongues, honoring God with our substance. You know, just being faithful of all those practices, all those things that, you know, that we should do, like speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, honoring God, staying connected and praying for laborers. Those five things just there. You know, we sustain that and we just keep being patient. And then we act where we need to act. You know, action is a part of what we do too. Like God might put it in your heart to go somewhere, then you go there. Like Paul to Macedonia, not to Jerusalem, but to Macedonia, or Macedonia as they call it. So, you know, then that becomes a powerful force for change. You know, so God wants us to, you know, just keep our hearts light, keep our desires strong, keep the vision, you know, plain, write the vision, make it plain that he that readeth may run to do it. So desire is often the spark that ignites the faith. And without desire, prayer becomes routine. So we don't want to just go through the routine. No, without desire, the vision that we have fades. And without desire, people settle for less than God's best. They just hang out. They just talk nice words together. They're not actually moving. They're very stationary rather than being fruitful and producing. You know, so like when your desires are aligned with what God is showing you, they become a powerful motivation for you and me to pray. And it becomes a motivation for us to believe and act and persevere until we see that promise become a reality or manifest, right? So Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So desire really is the birthplace of vision and the fuel of faith and the motivation that keeps us moving towards God's promises. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to maintain a faithful heart to him, a continuance in what we're doing and practicing, not being discouraged because we don't see anything happen immediately in the way that we want it to happen. And that, you know, we might even have challenges at times and we don't see that God is moving, but you don't move away from what you know is true. You know, those things when you were hot and everything was flowing in your favor, you stay right there. You stay right there with God in, you know, what you're doing, because God is not unrighteous to forget your works and labors of love, which you've shown towards his name, in that you've ministered to the saints and you do minister, and he will give you the desires of your heart, because your desire is now his desire. And that's God's desire. He wants to add laborers to you. He wants you to flourish and multiply. And you will in your time, in your good time or God's good time. You know, there's great recompense of reward. There's great compensation. You know, when a farmer plants the seed in the ground, he's not getting the harvest straight away. There's going to be a time of growth, a time of growing, and it usually grows down before it grows up out of the earth, but he gets his reward in the end. He gets the harvest. So it all depends what you've been sowing and where you've been connecting, what you've been confessing, what is your true desire. It's not diluted by other doctrines or other people's ideas, but you're staying true to what God's truly put in your heart. So really, that's what was in my heart to encourage and to share with you, and just continue in those things, you know, and the things that you heard among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. You know, now we commit the same truths that you're learning, that you're being encouraged, you commit that to other people. Like we speak the same thing. So then people are believing the same thing. Like in, when we think about India and Nepal, they're not speaking different doctrines, you know, they're speaking the same thing and they're getting the same results. They're getting the same increase. They're getting the same abundance. They're getting the same blessings. So because they've got the same doctrine and practice, they've got the same desire and excitement. And that's what we need. We can't be divided. And, you know, different doctrines bring division. And so we just got to keep our focus single, our eyes single, our mind straight on what we're doing, and know, listen to God, listen to that still small voice, be led by the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. And so God wants you to continue in the way that you pursued, because you're being fed the right things, you know, and you're being encouraged to go to God. I'm not encouraging you to come to me for your direction, but to come for connection and encouragement, which is you encourage me and I've encouraged you, right? And there's a good connection, you know, and we're building that, and God's cementing that together by the Spirit of God. So, yeah, that was what was in my heart, brother. Hope that encouraged you. And it's very simple what we do. And we just stay faithful doing those things that God puts in our heart every single day. Like, so today we decided we was going to snap up the nice weather and come down to the seaside and bring the grandkids so they didn't have to sit in the classroom where it's stifling hot. And they could come and enjoy themselves in the sea here. And that we can enjoy it as well with them. It's nice. You know, it's like having our own kids again. And we left Leanne at home. That was funny. So, like, she stayed at home with the dogs. Jason, God bless him, made himself available to look after our dogs. So, obviously, they got to be kept an eye on in this heat. So, Jason is looking after our dogs for us, bless him. And so, yeah. So, now we were able to come away for the day. We're coming back tonight. So, yeah, that's what was in my heart, mate.